Country Club FM. Time for today's Almanac. Welcome. And for the first time in a while, we're not playing Almanac Trivia. But that doesn't mean you shouldn't write everything down and document it. Because you just never know. Somebody might call and ask me for a transcript, just like they used to do at the end of every ABC 2020 show. Mm-hmm. You could always send in for a transcript.
Sure.
Transcripts for tonight's show are available by mailing our studio in New York, New York. So if we, if I ever need a transcript, I can get it from one of our listeners.
Sure. Self-addressed stamp.
Feel free to write it all down. Monday, October 16th, 289th day of the year. 1793, the guillotine was working overtime during the French Revolution.
Uh-oh.
It was needing to be sharpened, I think, on an hourly basis.
Oh.
It was being used so often they had to replace the rope and the supports often because they were beheading people during that French Revolution. That's what they were doing. Robespierre was out of control. And one of the people that were beheaded, Queen Marie Antoinette. Marie Antoinette, and this was the date.
This was it.
She was convicted of treason. 1793. 1829, the Tremont Hotel opened in Boston. It is regarded as the first modern hotel in the United States. And by modern, they meant they had pillows. 1829. Wow. 1859, abolitionist John Brown. John Brown's raid, Harper's Ferry, this date. He led a group of about 20 men on Harper's Ferry. They stormed the armory. They were attempting to liberate and arm African-American slaves. It went well early, and then it didn't go well, and it kind of fizzled out. John Brown was captured, tried for treason against the Commonwealth of Virginia, the murder of five men, and inciting a slave insurrection. He was found guilty on all counts and was hanged.
Yes.
John Brown it. That's people down south, they use John Brown as kind of an expletive. They go, move that John Brown truck. John Brown it. Oh yeah. Yeah. Our bus driver on the hockey team I worked for, he would say that. I didn't know what it was until I kind of figured it out. I knew who John Brown was. John Brown it. Something bad would happen. John Brown it.
Huh.
I can't back up this John Brown bus.
Seems tamer than some of the stuff that
It is. Well, you know, they're very nice down there.
Yeah.
1945, this show debuted on NBC Radio. This is a show I would have liked to have heard or watched if it made its transition to TV, and I don't believe it did. The name of the show is His Honor the Barber. His Honor the Barber. Mm. Judge by day, barber to hardened criminals by night.
Wow.
Debuted on NBC Radio, 1945. 1962, a scary time, the Cuban Missile Crisis. It began on this date. This is when aides to JFK came into his office, the Oval Office, and informed him that reconnaissance photos had indicated the presence of missile bases in Cuba. And it got to a heightened level.
It did.
As they say, as close to nuclear war as we ever have been.
I think his brother,
before or since.
His brother Robert was amongst those that he consulted with.
Yeah, he was the Attorney General, was he not?
Yeah, I believe so.
1962. 1969 on the baseball diamond, Shea Stadium.
The 2-1 pitch. There's a fly ball hit out to left. Waiting is Jones. The Mets are the world champion.
That's Cleon Jones.
Good to know. They were the Mays and Mets. They made quick work of the Baltimore Orioles, who made quick work of the Twins in the ALCS in 69.
They swept us in three.
Kurt Gowdy, that's game five of the 69 World Series. The Coos, complete game victory.
Jerry Kuzman.
He was able to induce that fly ball.
Yep.
Minnesota native. And the Amazing Mets won there, the Miracle Mets, but they were amazing too.
Yeah.
They were doing it all in 69. It would have been nice to maybe lay a bet on them before the season because they were 100-1 odds.
They were like, yeah.
Beginning of the season.
Nobody had them doing what they did.
Nope.
Pretty impressive.
1972, you remember the show Man from U.N.C.L.E., right?
Oh, yes.
Alexander Waverly, number one in Section 1, in charge of this, our New York headquarters. It's from here that I send these young men on their various missions.
The man right there who played Alexander Waverly, the man from U.N.C.L.E., he wasn't the man from U.N.C.L.E. But no, he was the guy who told everybody where to go.
Right.
He told Napoleon Solo and Ilya Kiryakin where to go. And the guy who played that role, Leo G. Carroll, died at the age of 79 on this date. You also saw him in the movie North by Northwest.
Oh, yes. We just, I told you, I watched that, the movie, the updated movie from The Man from U.N.C.L.E.
What was your review?
It was average. It didn't do real well. Yeah. Didn't get great reviews.
When I first saw the trailer, I said, that's something I'd like to see. Mm-hmm. And then I heard the reviews, and it kind of went on the back burner, and we never got around to it.
Yeah.
That was in 72. Also in 72, Creedence Clearwater Revival disbanded. They are now Creedence Clearwater Revisited. Singer John Fogerty left to go on a solo career, and he's never been back.
No.
He has never rejoined them.
No.
There was quite a rift there.
There was a rift.
It had to do with what he was getting paid and the royalties and all this other stuff. That was in 72. 76.
Flapping my arms, I begin to cluck. Look at me. I'm the disco nut.
Rick Dees and his cast of idiots. This was the number one song on this date, 1976.
Wow.
Disco Duck. You remember it well. Wasn't that your
class?
Well,
I do.
Wasn't that your class song?
Yeah.
For your senior class?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. In 76.
It was not.
1978.
There is the picture of the new Pope, the 264th Pontiff of the Roman Catholic Church, the first ever in history from Poland.
He is from Poland. Roman Catholic Cardinal Karol Wojtyła. Chosen to become the new Pope. You know him better as John Paul II.
Right.
1978. 1984. Here's a couple of news notes I remember well from the 80s. In 84, a baboon heart was transplanted into a 15-year-old baby girl. She was known as Baby Faye. It was the first ever operation of its kind. She lived until November 15th with a baboon heart. Back in 84. 87, 3 years later, we heard about Baby Jessica. 18-month-old Jessica McClure fell down a well shaft.
I remember that.
An abandoned well shaft in Midland, Texas.
Took her a couple of days.
It was, and this was the date that she was rescued in 87. 1997, we said goodbye to Helen Roper.
One of those instant cameras.
Oh. Yeah, Stanley and I bought it 3 years ago. We thought it'd be nice to take pictures of all the interesting places we go to.
How does it work?
I don't know. It's never been used.
Her and Norman Fell were perfect. They were just a funny couple, were they not?
Yes, they were.
They were going back at each other, but there was a love there. You knew it. The Ropers, Audra Lindley, who played Mrs. Roper, she died on this date. She was 79. We also lost another great lady from sitcoms.
Wally, what are you doing? Those are your clean socks.
I'm just practicing basketball, Mom.
Well, you were sent up here as a punishment.
Just because I'm being punished, does that mean I have to be miserable?
Well, your father just took Beaver to the party. You ought to be ashamed of yourself calling up the Denisons and acting like that.
Yes, yes, yes. You know, she also talked jive. She never talked jive during Leave It to Beaver. We didn't know until later on in the 70s that right. Barbara Billingsley spoke jive.
Right. She made that, and she showed us all.
And in retrospect, speaking jive on Leave It to Beaver, I think would have been out of place.
Would not have worked.
It would not have worked. She died on this date. She lived to be 94,
wow,
June Cleaver,
awesome.
2010, on this date. Celebrating her 92nd birthday today.
Oh, yeah.
Coming up after today's game, John, 60 Minutes, and then Murder, She Wrote. Murder, She Wrote, Angela Lansbury, 92, Jessica Fletcher on Murder, She Wrote.
Mm-hmm.
How about this guy?
All right. Flush the bombers, get the subs in launch mode. We are at DEFCON 1.
He's the military general and leader in War Games.
Yes?
Is that your only response?
Well,
Matthew Broderick. Now, in Ferris Bueller's Day Off, he just took the day off, causing all kinds of havoc. Here, he almost started World War III.
Well, that's
Barry Corbin. Barry Corbin, he was that big guy. He was a military general. He was in Northern Exposure. He was on Dallas, Urban Cowboy. He is...
I tried to picture him. I recognize the voice.
Barry Corbin, 77. Tim McCarver.
Lonnie Smith sees the ball in the gap. And look, he looked at Knobloch. You see Gagne and Knobloch combining for the decoy.
Nice decoy.
Smith clearly could have scored on the ball had he been running all the way.
That play right there, one of the reasons why the Twins won the 91 World Series.
It is true.
If they score there, if Lonnie Smith scores and doesn't get deked out by Gagne and Knobloch, it might be 1-0 Atlanta in a 9-inning game in Game 7. There's Tim McCarver with expert analysis from Game 7 of the 91 World Series.
You can't see the morning, but I can see the light.
He's not Bachman, he's Turner. Fred Turner. And he's singing lead. Roll Down the Highway was another one that he sang on. That's good rock right there, Neil.
Very good rock.
BTO, Bachman Turner Overdrive, Let It Ride. Fred Turner, happy birthday. He's 74. Another Three's Company reference today.
The world is made up of two kinds of people, twos and ones. Sometimes two ones become a two, and other times one of the ones of a two gets tired of being a two and wants to become a one again. Not that the other one of the two isn't a nice one, it's just that two ones can't be a two without the one.
That was pretty good for her.
Suzanne Summers, she was more talented than people gave her credit for, and of course she had great thighs because of the...
Thighmaster.
Mm-hmm. Suzanne Summers, believe it or not, she's 71. Do you remember the show she did where it was She's the Sheriff?
Yes.
That was not as good. Step by Step was better.
Yeah.
With Patrick Duffy. But she is 71 today. I got to mention David Zucker. He's a director. He gave us Airplane, Police Squad, Naked Gun. He liked working with Leslie Nielsen.
Yes, he did.
Obviously. He knew and recognized
Talking Jive.
Leslie Nielsen's skill set. And he put him to good work. David Zucker, the director, is 70 today. Tim Robbins, he's in prison, but not for long.
If you ever get out, find that spot. At the base of that wall, you'll find a rock that has no earthly business in a main hayfield. A piece of black, volcanic glass. There's something buried under it I want you to have. What I do?
We don't know what it is yet, but we will eventually. He was a good banker.
Yes.
Not only did he escape from prison, but he knew geology. And that's one of the reasons why and how he bailed out of prison.
Yeah.
With all the warden's money, too. Shawshank Redemption, Tim Robbins. Now, he was in Bull Durham. Mm-hmm. And was he married to Susan Sarandon? Aren't they still a couple?
I think they are, as a matter of fact.
That might need some fact-checking this morning on the Almanac. Tim Robbins, 59. The guy plays with the Red Hot Chili Peppers. His name is Flea, but you may remember him as a rival of Marty McFly.
How's it hanging, McFly? Hey, Needles. Nice set of wheels. Let's see what she can do. Next green light.
No, thanks.
He's Needles, and he's the one who was going to drag race Marty, and Marty crashed in one timeline. I remember this, Neil, right? That's where his whole future went down the drain.
Correct.
When he raced Needles, and then he came back after being in the future, and then he didn't race Needles, and his future wasn't written. And the future is what you make it. Doc Brown said that.
Yes, he did.
And there's nothing more true than that. Flea, I believe he performs naked often. For the Red Hot Chili Peppers, really something that's weird. I don't want to see.
No.
Especially with the name Flea. I don't know why he would want to do that. 55 today, one of the Wilson Phillips gals.
Come on, darling, hear me, darling, cause you're a waste of time for me. I'm trying to make you see.
Wendy Wilson, one of the daughters of Brian Wilson from the Beach Boys.
She doesn't perform naked either.
No. Her sister Carney and then China Phillips making up Wilson Phillips. They were hot in the early to mid-90s. Wendy Wilson is 48. Kelly Martin, 42. She was the daughter on Life Goes On. Then she showed up on ER and others. She's 42 today. And singer-songwriter, he's had a lot of success. At one point in time, he was going out with Taylor Swift. And I believe probably Taylor Swift got at least five or six songs out of that relationship. At least five or six.
Isn't there quite an age disparity between those
John two? Mayer is 40 today, and there is, because what's Taylor now? Mid-20s?
Yeah, late 20s, can't be more than
26.
Mid-20s, yeah.
John Mayer is 40 today. Singer-songwriter.
Gone but not forgotten. We start with lexicographer Noah Webster. He gave us Webster's American Dictionary of the English Language, and he was born on this day back in 1758.
You know, they add like seven or eight words a year. Do you get the feeling they're just adding those so they sell more dictionaries?
These are
words we don't need in the dictionary, but they're putting them in there just to force people to buy.
Right.
Because I'm sure the sale of dictionaries it's got to be way down.
Got to be down. Playwright Oscar Wilde, he was troubled but a genius. I know one of his works kind of off the top of my head.
Girls Gone Wild?
No, that would have been a dandy. But Oscar Wilde, born in the state, 1854. He was a baseball Hall of Famer. One of the greats of the 20s and the early 30s, Goose Goslin.
Did he play for the Washington Senators?
He did. He and Big Train.
He's part of our family.
Yes, that's right. Part
Twins
of the
family.
Twins heritage. He played for one of the Griffiths, signed him, as a matter of fact. You know, the early Clark Griffith.
Yep.
Perhaps he was on a couple of those teams. He won a World Series at least in the 20s, I remember, with Big Train, Walter Johnson. He was born on this day in 1900. Musician and actress and model, she just one name, Nico.
Because everybody knows the thing she does to please.
She's a femme fatale.
Yes.
That's Lou Reed's group, Velvet Underground.
There they are.
Never really had a lot of hits, but I guess they were groundbreaking.
Cult following,
yeah,
perhaps.
That too.
She was a member of that group, Velvet Underground. Nico, born on this day, 1938. He wrote the book Open Man. Dave DeBuscher.
Oh, I thought it was Dave, one in the hand is better than two in DeBuscher.
In DeBuscher. He was a very talented athlete. Was he a multi-sport guy? It seems like he was. Played with Dollar Bill Bradley, Walt, Clyde, Frazier, Willis Reed, those early Knick teams, 69, 70, 71, 72. Dave DeBuscher, Basketball Hall of Famer, born on this day in 1940. He just dropped dead of a heart attack in the middle of Manhattan on the street. Done.
Well, if you're going to go.
Yeah, that's the way to go. And former NBA player is the tallest man in the league there for quite a while. What did they list him at? 7'7"?
He was about 7'7", 7'6", 7'7", somewhere in there.
He was rail thin, too.
He was. He weighed a buck 10.
He was rail thin.
He was, and believe it or not, I have some audio.
And now Majestic Caribbean has Manute Bol, star of the NBA. All three ships have Manute Bol. Call 1-600-4-MANUTE and join the fun.
I'll be there.
He'll be there.
That's an old Saturday Night Live bit where they did it with Manute Bol on these cruise ships. I still remember first year of the Timberwolves at the Metrodome.
Yes.
Randy Brewer raining skyhooks over Manute Bol.
Loved it.
Over and over again. I think Randy scored. It was either upper 30s or low 40s. He was amazing in that game. Monster game.
I love it. Those are all gone, but not forgotten. I do have one fact check for you. Timothy Robbins, he and Susan Sarandon never married. They were partners. They
Common law.
Common law from 1988 through 2009. So
they're not together anymore?
About 20 years together.
They tried.
They did.
They gave it a run. It was a trial marriage.
A nice run.
And it's been brought to you by
Kurt Weers over at United Country Real Estate there in Annandale. If you're looking to sell, nobody knows the country like Kurt. Here's where his website where you find more information on Kurt Weers and what he does. WeSellFarmsMN.com.
All right, that's it. We'll be back to close out the Monday Bob FM Morning Show in just moments. But first, Merle on Bob.
We don't smoke Merle.